Right now on VFN TV, we're going to talk about a prophecy that was given by Kim Clement in 2005, how it's coming to pass in 2017, some of which is God going to pour out revival on the Catholic Church, 150 million charismatic Catholics? Well, we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about how a Jezebel spirit is going to be taking its knees. It's been prophesied about. This thing has been trying to control the church and do these not so good things. There also is going to be an abundance of grace poured out on your kids. God is going to be reaching in the darkness, grabbing your kids, saving them, putting in a, oh, we've got some great stuff. We're going to be talking about that. Also, media is going to be great, switching and flip around, and media is going to be taking place, and people, maybe you become weary in prayer. We're going to be talking about that. There's so many good things we're going to be talking about today. These prophecies that are coming to pass, including a revival with our economy. That's right. Right now, VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
He said the seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. Does it look like Tomahawk missiles in Syria? Does it look like Moab bombs in Afghanistan? Does it look like the carrier group right off the coast of North Korea? Of course, a lot of people who liked the status quo and people who were for aborting children, for funding Planned Parenthood, for befriending the enemies of Israel, they're upset right now. But the people that are for God, for Israel, for the country, for the Constitution, for Supreme Court justice that actually loves the Constitution and honors it, they're happy and for God.
They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say. But nay.
But we know that families and churches, not government officials, know best how to create a strong and loving community.
Saudi Arabia has always been keen to play its role in the region and in partnership with the U.S., so I think we are more than ready to cooperate with the United States on countering ISIS.
America is back again.
Mr. President, I appreciate the fact that you went to the Western Wall and you're the first acting president who's done that. The people of Israel applaud you for it.
Israelis have experienced firsthand the hatred and terror of radical violence. Israelis are murdered by terrorists wielding knives and bombs. Hamas and Hezbollah launch rockets into Israeli communities where school children have to be trained to hear the sirens and to run to the bomb shelter. With fear, but with speed. Not with Donald J. Trump.
God sent me here as a prophet to say to you, God is about to give world transfer in these last days. And you need to believe it.
This is the place of defense. For this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Prophecy. Do you know that the book of Amos, God tells us that he does nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets first? Well, Kim Clement, who is with the Lord now, literally he's passed and gone to be with the Lord. In 2005, he gave a prophetic word in Nashville, and it was April the 16th, 2005. And of course, right now it's 2017. And we're about to see how this word came to pass. It was specifically about the Catholic Church and how God was going to move in the Catholic Church. So let's go back and hear this word. It was given in Nashville by Kim Clement, and then I'm going to show you this word being fulfilled. It's going to bless your heart. Take a look.
But God said, the Catholic Church shall be known as mine, for I am about to take the Paracletos
I'm about to take the Paracletos. I'm about to take the Paracletos and give it to them, says the Lord. I speak of my Holy Spirit. I speak of the Holy Spirit shall be given to the Roman Catholic Church. God said, I will put in the papal, into the Pope, a spirit of jealousy. For God said he will be jealous, and he will say, God must be God. And they will say, you cannot change it. It's going to stay the way it is. But you watch, says the Lord, over a 3-year period, how I will change things. And they will say, there is only one God. There is only one saint. There is only one God, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. For this shall be a miraculous invasion of millions of people that shall be taken care of.
This is powerful. Of course, Paracletus is talking about the Holy Spirit is going to be given to the Catholic Church, but something's going to happen to cause them to get hungry and jealous. Well, listen, about 110 years ago, there was this outpouring of God's Spirit called Azusa Street, and it was Charles Seymour who was just crying out for revival, and God moved so powerfully during that time, like 1906 or so, that the whole world was touched. People from all different countries were touched. And this is, of course, if you're young and listen, this is before the internet, before cell phones, before texting. And it literally is through word of mouth. And God just moved powerfully at Azusa Street. Well, they had Azusa 2.0 110 years later. God laid it on Lou Engle's heart to be able to hold an Azusa 2.0 in California in Anaheim Stadium, and to begin to gather all the different parts of us from around the world and begin just to pray and repent and ask God to, for a second Azusa Street, Azusa 2.0. Well, guess what happened? You just heard Kim Clement give that word in 2005. Well, 11 years later, April 2016, the Pope Francis sends a representative to Azusa Street 2.0, literally to repent for what they said and done to the Protestant church over the years and ask forgiveness. And they said exactly what Kim Clement said, that we want to be a part. We don't want to miss out on what God's doing with the Holy Spirit. We want to be a part of Azusa Street. And it was so powerful. As a matter of fact, guess what we have for you? We actually have it for you. You're going to see that prophetic word being fulfilled that Kim Clement gave 11 years prior to this date. This is April 2016 when it's being fulfilled. And this is Lou Engle, who's heading up Azusa 2.0, also The Call. And he is the Catholic Church. A lot of different churches came, but the Catholic Church came. And understand, Pope Francis sent these priests to come and specifically do what they're about to do. Check it out.
In 1967, Duquesne University. The Spirit was outpoured. That's 50 years ago. It's Jubilee. Today, our Catholic brothers are with us. Tell us, Mateo, welcome. Give our shout of thanksgiving for our Catholic brothers. Go ahead.
Siamo una delegazione cattolica, io vengo dall'Italia.
We're a delegation, a Catholic delegation, and I come from Italy.
Vi porto il saluto da parte di 150 milioni di cattolici carismatici.
And I bring you a salute from 150 million charismatic Catholics.
Siamo parte della stessa famiglia.
We're part of the same family.
Anche noi siamo parte della famiglia di Azusa Street.
And we are also a part of the family of Azusa Street.
Azusa Street è l'attualizzazione della profezia del profeta Gioele.
It's the actuality, the prophecy of Joel in action.
Negli ultimi giorni, dice il Signore Dio, io espanderò il mio spirito su ogni carne.
He said in the last days he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
E così abbiamo una carne evangelica.
So we have an evangelical
una
flesh.
Carne protestante.
We have a Protestant
una
flesh.
Carne cattolica.
We have a Catholic flesh.
Dio non fa riguardo di persona.
God,
Dio non ha riguardo di persona.
He doesn't look at people.
Ma chiunque lo teme accetta Dio.
But whoever holds him and accepts him.
E questa è la lezione che Pietro ha dovuto imparare nella casa di Cornelio.
And this is the lesson that we learn in the house of Cornelius.
Dio ha dato a noi lo stesso spirito.
God has given us the same spirit.
Cattolici, protestanti, evangelici, pentecostali, ortodossi, ebrei.
Catholics, Protestants, Orthodox, Ebraic Messianics.
Come dice Paolo, ci siamo abbeverati allo stesso spirito.
Just like Paul says, we are drunk of the same spirit.
Per formare un solo corpo.
To form one body.
Il corpo di Cristo.
The body of Christ.
Una sola chiesa.
One church.
Un solo Signore.
One Lord.
Gesù ha pregato, Padre, fa che siamo uno affinché il mondo creda.
Jesus said, make us one until the world believes.
Dobbiamo pentirci se il mondo oggi dopo 2000 anni non ha ancora conosciuto il nome di Gesù che salva.
We need to repent, and if after 2000 years the world doesn't believe yet, Christ is Lord.
Che cosa impedisce al mondo di conoscere Gesù?
What hinders the world from knowing Jesus?
Una parte della responsabilità è a causa del peccato della divisione dei cristiani.
And one big part of that is the division of Christians.
La divisione è un peccato diabolico.
Division is a diabolical sin.
Noi dobbiamo pentirci.
We need to repent.
E pregare.
And pray.
Per rimuovere.
To remove.
Questa causa che impedisce al mondo di credere.
The thing that hinders the world from believing.
È quello che noi vogliamo fare quest'oggi ancora.
And today what we want to do.
Il Signore vuole rompere lo spirito della divisione.
Jesus wants to break the spirit of division.
Non ha importanza le nostre differenze.
He doesn't care about our differences.
Non saremo riconosciute per le nostre differenze.
We're not going to be known by our differences.
Per le nostre dottrine.
For our doctrines.
Per le nostre tradizioni.
For our traditions.
Ma per l'amore che avremo gli uni gli altri.
For the love that we have one for another.
Gesù ha detto, da questo vi riconosceranno.
Jesus
che siete
said,
miei
by
discepoli.
This you will know that you are my disciples.
Se avrete amore gli uni verso
if
gli altri.
If you have love one for another.
Ed è quello che vogliamo fare.
And that's what we want to do.
Noi cattolici.
We Catholics.
Abbiamo ricevuto tanto dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo saldare un debito.
But we want to sow a debt.
Chiedere perdono pubblicamente a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants.
Per non aver rispettato questa legge dell'amore di Gesù.
We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love of the law of
per non
Jesus.
Aver usato amore e carità nei vostri confronti.
For not respecting you and showing love and generosity.
Per questo umilmente.
In this humility.
Noi vi chiediamo perdono nel nome di Gesù.
We ask that you would forgive us in the name of Jesus.
Nel nome di Gesù, fratelli e sorelle.
In the name of Jesus, brothers and sisters.
Pregate per noi.
Please pray for
us. E donateci il vostro perdono, la vostra misericordia.
Please give us your forgiveness and your mercy.
E ora voglio compiere un gesto perché i gesti sono più importanti delle parole.
And today I want to just symbolically make a gesture.
Avrei voluto lavare i piedi, ma non è molto pratico.
We wanted to wash your feet, Lou, but we found that it's not really practical here.
Ma simbolicamente io voglio baciare i piedi di Lou e come per quello che noi possiamo rappresentare la Chiesa Cattolica, noi cattolici vogliamo compiere questo gesto di umiltà.
We want to, Lou, kiss your feet as Catholics and just honor you with this gesture right now. Raise up Catholics all over the world. 1 billion souls of Catholics to come into the kingdom of God. The hour is coming. The chains are broken. The loosing of the Lord.
Just in a holy moment right here. I want to do the same thing for you. Come, my brothers and sisters. I want you to come here. Come on, the elders, just come. I want to join this thing. This is holy stuff.
Signore, io ti ringrazio.
Jesus, I thank you.
Perché tu stai rompendo lo spirito di divisione della
Because
Chiesa.
You're breaking the spirit of division.
Tu prepari un grande risveglio in
You're preparing a great revival.
All'inizio di questo nuovo millennio.
In the event of this great call.
E quello che hai compiuto 110 anni fa.
And that which you wanted to do 100 years ago.
Lo puoi fare ancora.
You're gonna do it again.
Fallo ancora, Signore.
Do it again.
Fallo ancora,
Do it
Signore.
Again.
Fallo ancora,
Do it
Signore.
Again.
Manda la potenza del tuo
Send
spirito
spirit.
E battezza questa generazione nello spirito del tuo amore.
Hold the tuo spirito. Let your spirit come again for a billion Catholics.
We got a brother. Who is over evangelism in this archdiocese? We want to pray. I want you to lift, stretch out your hands. We're going to pray for the evangelization, the mighty evangelization of the peoples of Los Angeles.
Heavenly Father, you taught us through St. Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians that the eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. Nor can the head say to the foot, I do not need you. But the truth is, we all need each other. And Lord, we know that you want to bring revival in our world and in our nation. But we will not have revival until we have reconciliation. And as Elijah prepared Elisha and Israel for revival, first they had to be reconciled. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the hearts of the sons to the fathers. And so, Heavenly Father, it is my prayer going forward from this historic day, we can all forgive each other. We have to forgive each other. And if we become united, our witness will be powerful in the world. We need to unite. And so, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has made a covenant for Christian unity. So as his representative here in the local church, I make a covenant with Lou Engel and all of you here that going forward from this day, we must fly united. So Lord, I say this to every person with absolute sincerity and authenticity. I need you. I need you. I need you. The Lord Jesus wants unity. Father, Abba, Daddy, let them be one as you and I are one. And so let us pray and work for unity so the witness of Christ will be most powerful in our troubled world. So Lord, I ask you to send your spirit of healing and love and transformation upon every good soul that came here today. Bless and strengthen them. And let us make a covenant to work with Lou Engel, who is our leader in this movement of reconciliation. Let us make a covenant and work together as a united body, as a family in Christ, so we can have love and reconciliation in our own Christian family. Amen.
Powerful. Isn't that powerful? That's 11 years to the day that Kim Clement gave that word, exactly what he said, that repentance and that hunger and that jealousy for the Spirit of God would come. And look what God did, the reconciliation. I want you to look one more time back at what took place in 11 years prior to that when Kim Clement gave this word. It's short, but listen to it again.
But God said the Catholic Church shall be known as mine, for I am about to take the Paracletos. I'm about to take the Paracletos. I'm about to take the Paracletos and give it to them, says the Lord. I speak of my Holy Spirit. I speak of the Holy Spirit shall be given to the Roman Catholic Church. God said, I will put in the papal and into the Pope a spirit of jealousy. For God said he will be jealous, and he will say God must be God, and they will say you cannot change it, it's going to stay the way it is. But you watch, says the Lord, over a 3-year period, how I will change things. And they will say there is only one God, there is only one saint, there is only one God, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. For this shall be a miraculous invasion of millions of people that shall be taken care of.
This is so amazing. 11 years to the day, that's what took place. 11 years after that word, the Catholic Church came, and you saw where they came all the way from Italy and sent from the Pope and saying, listen, we want to repent. We want to repent for how we treated the Protestant church. We want to repent how we treated the parts of the church that wasn't us, and we want to humble ourselves, and we want to be a part of what the unity we got to have. And it's like, it happened. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to hear some more words that we're giving out. We're going to see taking place in this day, but it was given back in 2005. Some of it has to do with the economy. Some of it has to do with your children, where God is going to, maybe you have a child that's in darkness and in sin and just totally turn their back on God. But God is going to reach in there and pull them out by grace and begin to give them his Spirit. We've got so many wonderful things we're going to share with you. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to
Welcome, welcome back. If you missed, we just had Kim Clement give a prophetic word in 2005, and 11 years later, almost to the day, left to the month.
Yeah.
In Anaheim Stadium, Azusa Now, led by Lou Engel, and so many of our brothers and sisters came together for that. And there the Catholic Church was, and it was such a beautiful act of humility. And I mean, when I saw that, I was in tears. Just the presence of God was just touching me. And there's nothing more beautiful than humility and unity and wanting to move in love.
It's the place of the commanded blessing.
Yeah, it's Psalms 133, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. So very encouraging, and it's exciting to see what God's going to do in His church.
Right. And He says, Psalms 133 says, how good and pleasant it is for brethren, to dwell together in unity. For it's the place of the commanded blessing.
That's right. From the beard to the skirt, right?
Right. Yeah, so you could feel the anointing. And that was Anaheim Stadium. That's a stadium that Franklin Graham filled. And
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham filled, and just a world record of people coming there. Several nights of meetings.
About 10 nights. I think a million people, he filled that stadium. He has a plaque to Billy Graham. He's the only person who's been able to do it.
So this is very exciting. Now, Ephesians 6:12 lets us know, the book of Ephesians, that Paul had written the letter. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, he's explaining to the church, and that would be us, that we struggle not against people and stuff and things. It's spiritual warfare.
And sometimes that can be confusing, right?
because it manifests through folks and people. Right. But he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, powers, principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness. And so it's a spiritual thing. And so when you go and read the book of Revelation and you read about the church of Thyatira, and the church of Thyatira, the Lord really loved the church of Thyatira. And he says, but I have this thing against you, that you tolerate Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. Mm. She leads my people astray into sexual immorality. And he says, those that follow her teachings will be in the same bed of suffering. Mm. But I gave her time to repent, but she wouldn't repent. And so, but if you do and don't follow her ways, he says, you'll be given, a new name and a place to be able to rule the nations.
Authority.
And a scepter and authority. And it's just, so this big thing about a spirit cult, referred to as a Jezebel spirit, it's not a male or female, it's a spirit. And it's about, seducing authority, taking authority away from the actual authority, whoever that may be. It's different in every situation. God has established authority. But the thing about what was prophesied by Kim Clement, and you just saw how accurate that word was, that this Jezebel spirit is going to be taken to its knees. And I think we just saw a lot of that take place in the nation. But let me just verify that prophetically, how God told us. Let's go. This is Kim Clement in Nashville giving the word, what would happen to this Jezebel spirit.
People of Zion shall say, no, you will not come and rape us as you have in the past. Babylon, you will not exist in our schools and in our legal system. The Babylonian spirit shall be brought to nothing, and Jezebel herself shall be down on her knees, says the Lord. Jezebel herself shall be down on her knees, says the Holy One. And Jezebel herself shall be down on her knees, says the Spirit of the living God. For I have tolerated enough. And now God says, allow me to give you a 4-year period of an extension of grace. An economy of grace has existed.
That's so powerful. Of course, he's dramatic as a prophet.
Yes.
He's talking about this Babylonian system, and that's what's been happening in America. Literally, we're returning over to some Babylonian system. It was like the deepest, darkest 8 years of deep dive. Oh, yeah. I mean, it didn't just happen in
years. It was about to get worse.
It was about to get worse, and it just like this whole Jezebel spirit went to his knees.
That's exactly what happened.
Excuse me. I was like, that just happened.
Yeah,
that's what just happened. It's amazing what God is doing. And, you have our president, Donald Trump. His middle name is Jay. He starts with a J.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it, it's like Donald Jehu Trump, President Trump. Because Jehu was the one that God put in place to deal with a Jezebel situation where she seduced the king's authority, which his name was Ahab, and he was established by God. And God was very upset with Ahab because he allowed that to take place.
That's right.
And he regretted the day that he ever made Ahab a king.
And Jezebel did war against the prophet.
Yes, as a matter of fact, sure did on Mount Carmel. When you saw all this media go off, and they're beginning just to say things that weren't true, and they're still saying it probably even today. And it's like, imagine every newscaster being at the top of a mountain, and their news desk is sitting on the top of the mountain, and they're just going, lie, lie, lie. This actually happened. It happened in Israel on top of Mount Carmel when you had a confrontation between Elijah, a prophet of God, and the prophets of Jezebel, false prophets. And they were calling out to their god, Baal, and they were saying, you know, cutting themselves and crying out. And Elijah was going, is your god deaf?
Yeah.
Scream louder, right? And it was just egging them on because, it's, you know, Baal's not God. It's a false god. And so, but it was a confrontation between a Baal system and a God system. And the Baal system lost because God answered by fire. And all of a sudden, you know, the shifting took place. And it took a little time. But Jehu came up suddenly out of the middle of nowhere. Nobody knew about Jehu being anointed other than one person who anointed him. And his troops that were around him, but they really didn't know because he had to go off into a room by himself. But all of a sudden, this general just comes out of the middle of nowhere and he has an anointing on his life.
Yeah.
In our next program, we'll be talking about how God has given our president, President Donald Trump, a breaker anointing to be able to break through these things. And that's what Jehu had. Jehu had ability to break through governmental issues, to break through wrong governmental leadership. And one thing that we talked about that Kim Clement actually said, not during this time, was another that, and he said it several years back before even Donald Trump was even on the grid, that this particular man would be president, and that they would start saying, you know, that to what do they call it? Take him out or impeach, impeach,
yes.
Impeach, impeach. Well, this is before he's even on the grid. What are they saying? There's no reason. There's no reason to impeach, but they're saying it, and God's going, they're going to say this, but it's not going to happen. And so it's even more confirmation that's taking place. So this is very exciting to see.
And timely, the fulfillment of
many
of these words.
Yeah.
Now.
And wouldn't it be so cool to actually get involved in the fulfillment of God's word than going back and just reading about what happened?
That's right.
Believing God when he speaks and then begin to prepare for that. What about you? Do you have children that have gone into the world and, you know, one time they were with the Lord, but now they're just in darkness. They've turned their back on God. And you're thinking, is there any hope? They're just this whole world system. They ended up in the Baal system and the you know, all the things that are going on, totally seduced by this. Well, I got good news for you. Kim Clement prophesied specifically about this in Nashville. The same time he prophesied about what the Catholic Church was going to be doing is that God is going to reach into all this darkness and grab your child, our children, and bring them back by grace and then anoint them to send them back out into darkness to be able to win the lost with an aggressive love of God. As a matter of fact, let's go there. And this is Kim Clement talking about your children.
But now, God says, there is going to be an overabundance of grace that's going to be granted to your children and to your children's children. Watch and see, says the Lord. I'll take them out of darkness, put light into them, and send them back to darkness. And they will go as the lunatic that was delivered by Jesus. And Jesus told him to go back. He was the first one that was set aside as a missionary in that place. God says, I'm raising up a whole troop of missionaries out of your children. I'm raising up missionaries. They're going to go into the culture. And they're going to take Babylon and say, you submit to us. We don't submit to you. The Daniels of this hour shall look at the King Nebuchadnezzar and the King Darius. And they shall say, no, we will prove to you that our God is the only God. Watch me, says the Lord, as I take the atheists and the agnostics and prove myself, because the angel that has come to reveal the mystery, as in Revelation 10, it has been spoken, says the Lord, that there is an angel that says, we have blown the trumpet, the final trumpet. Now, the mystery that was spoken by the prophets of old shall be opened up for this generation to hear the secrets of God and take the kingdom by force, says the Lord. Come on! Hallelujah!
This is so exciting, isn't it? This is exactly how we've been preparing for VFN kingdom business.
Yes.
Because God is going to send out firebrands. He's going to send out disciples into the mountains. Missionaries. And to save a nation, you've got to begin to affect the seven spheres of the culture of the nation, which is family and church and education and government and business, arts and entertainment and media. And as a matter of fact, take a look. This is VFN Kingdom Business. You need to be a part. You need to join this movement, what we're doing. Check it out.
In every city of the world, an unseen battle rages for dominion over God's creation and the souls of people. This battle is fought on seven strategic fronts, looming like mountains over the culture to shape and influence its destiny. Over the years, the church slowly retreated from its place of influence on these mountains, leaving a void now filled with darkness. When we lose our influence, we lose the culture. And when we lose the culture, we fail to advance the kingdom of God. And now, a generation stands in desperate need. It's time to fight for them and take back these mountains of influence. The mountain of government, where evil is either restrained or endorsed. The mountain of education, where truths or lies about God and His creation are taught. The mountain of media, where information is interpreted through the lens of good or evil. The mountain of arts and entertainment, where values and virtue are celebrated or distorted. The mountain of religion, where people worship God in spirit and truth, or settle for a religious ritual. The mountain of family, where either the blessing or a curse is passed on to successive generations. And the one mountain they all depend on, the mountain that fuels and funds all the other mountains. The mountain of business, where people build for the glory of God or the glory of man, where resources are consecrated for the kingdom of God or captured for the powers of darkness. Those who lead this mountain control what influences our culture. The last 50 years, we've seen the most rapid moral decline in history. The culture we inherited from our forefathers is disintegrating before our eyes. What kind of world are we leaving for our children and grandchildren? As long as the business mountain is held by enemies of the gospel, funding for the other mountains will always be constrained, and any efforts to advance the kingdom of God will be hindered. Imagine God's people reclaiming their cities and government, in the arts and entertainment, in the media, in education, in the family, in religious influence, but only limited by their imagination and not by a lack of finances. It's possible, but first, we must take back the mountain of business. God's move to take this mountain back has already begun. 90% of people working in the marketplace believe in God. 78% believe spirituality and business mix. 70% say that because of their faith, they find meaning and purpose in life. There are over 56 million Bible-believing Christians working in the marketplace. A vast army of God waiting to be truly engaged in the battle. Yet this strategic army and battlefront has largely been left ignored by the church. More than 90% of church members do not feel they are being equipped or trained by the church to apply biblical faith in their day-to-day life.
The business mountain is so strategic because that is the place of influence. When you look at the culture, so much of the culture is defined by what happens in business. If we would use the wealth of the world to bless the world, and bless it not only to distribute to the needy that which is needed, but when we bring economy an economic benefit to a nation or to a culture, then you have influence over that culture. The people, as they're transformed, will transform all seven mountains.
It is time to reclaim the seven mountains and bring the life of God back into our culture.
You've got to join the movement. God is just getting ready to do some powerful things. You missed our last program about revival breaking out, what God is about to do. You can be prepared. One way to prepare for it is join the movement at vfnkb.org, VFN Kingdom Business, impacting these seven spheres of culture. That's how a nation gets turned around. It doesn't get turned around because we go to a little small building somewhere and have music and just do nothing. We actually we get on fire there when we fellowship with the church, then we go out into the world. That's why it's so important for us to get involved. God didn't just save us just to go to heaven. He wants us to carry, bring his kingdom here on earth. And you can do that through VFNKB or other things the Lord's doing. But find out more at vfnkb.org. Listen, I have this offer for you. Do you know God has a blessing in store for you? But there are roadblocks to your blessing. And I talk about those roadblocks. I want you to get blessed. I want to send this to you for your gift of any amount whatsoever. As a matter of fact, here's the details.
Offer 2038, Roadblocks to Your Blessings. We serve a good God who loves us and desires to bless us, to restore our lives from times that took away from our lives. He has plans to bless us and give us a future. But many times there are roadblocks that are stopping the blessings from coming into our lives. Imagine if you could identify those roadblocks and remove them from your life so that you live in continual blessings from the Lord. We want to send you this offer for a free gift of any amount. You can become a partner with VFN TV by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFN TV, that's 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2038, Roadblocks to Your Blessings.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are we ignoring the most common threat to family life?
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
We can talk about alcoholism or drug abuse and infidelity, but for many families, the most dangerous threat to marriage is the simple matter of overcommitment. I'm talking about the husband and wife who are too exhausted to take walks together, to understand one another, to meet each other's needs. So often these days, the husband moonlights, the wife works and tries to oversee the home, and everyone is on the brink of exhaustion. Their children get shortchanged and life goes speeding by in a deadly routine. I see this kind of overcommitment as the quickest route to the destruction of the family, and there simply must be a better way. Some friends of mine recently sold their house and moved into a smaller and less expensive place, just so they could lower their payments and reduce the hours required in the workplace. That kind of downward mobility is unheard of today. It's almost un-American. But when we reach the end of our lives and we look back on the things that mattered most, those precious relationships with people we love will rank at the top of the list. If friends and family will be a treasure then, why not live like it today?
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
We are told that somehow the aged don't know as much as we do in our younger years. But you go back and read the Holy Scriptures, and you read almost any sacred text from anywhere, you will see the reverence that is given to the elderly, and particularly funneling it down into the home. And my dear friend, you go to the Old Testament, and you see the Decalogue. You go to the New Testament, and you see the prescriptions of the Beatitudes, from being merciful, from being pure in heart, from hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Blessed are they who mourn, and blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. As I see it, the Ten Commandments talk to me of reverence. The Beatitudes talk to me about happiness and blessedness and honor. Is it any surprise in our inductive world today we do not know what to revere anymore, and maybe that's why we are not happy anymore?
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting hearing some of these words that were given prophetically and watching them come to pass.
Yes.
We're watching what's taking place at the media, what we were just talking about prior to the break, and how the media is just saying these things that are not correct and not right, and it's like they just keep saying it. But you know why? Because if they, this is what the Rules for Radicals book written by Saul Alinsky, a book dedicated to Lucifer inside the cover, says... There's 13 rules for the Rules for Radicals. It says if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes true to people. They believe it. And so they just keep repeating the same scenario over and over again. I'm not even going to say what it is, because people all of a sudden start to believe it,
like it's
just because they heard it, and it's not true. And so you have to really guard yourself from hearing that over and over again. But guess what? God said prophetically through Kim Clement that it's going to be a drastic change in media. As a matter of fact, it was Bill Yont. Mm-hmm. God has spoke specifically that the anchors are falling, and we're watching them fall.
Prior to all this stuff that's been happening. So we've been hearing a lot about fake news and all these different things about media manipulating stories, reporting on lies, and spreading all this stuff.
Yes.
But this was foretold.
Correct.
This was told in advance that they are coming down.
And what you're looking at, a desperate people trying to do everything they can to hang on, but it's the end. I mean, I think about, so they've even said themselves it's the end, and that the lights are being turned off. We have some couple of programs where we talked about that. But God says it's going to be the end. God has said that these anchors are going to begin to fall. And as a matter of fact, I delivered that word when the Christian Television Network was together, all their stations were together, the managers. And when I was delivering that word, the very day I delivered that word, the founder of Fox News,
Roger Ailes,
as I was given that word, fell, hit his head, and died during that time. And he is like the anchor of anchors. He was the one that hired all these anchors. And so it's just, you know, God is shifting things. So don't, you know, don't panic. This is a good sign. When you start seeing people panicking and just repeating things over and over again, remember, I don't know if you remember when, you know, America was coming into Iraq and the soldiers were coming in and they were doing this great job. Well, you heard the media of the particular leader there, I forget his name, Saddam Hussein. This PR guy was going, everything's fine. Yeah. And guess what? It was moments for everything being not fine and gone and destroyed. And so this is
that stronghold, that power is being broken. You know, President Trump just dedicated to Gerald Ford.
Right.
But if you know anything about history in the media, they would always portray Gerald Ford as a clumsy president, tripping, when the reality was he was very athletic and different.
He's an Eagle Scout. I mean, he was like the leader of all the time. As a matter of fact, listen to this word about media has drastically gone to change. Check it out. Kim Clement.
And it shall come to pass that the news media shall change drastically. Hear what the Lord says, church. The news media shall change drastically. TVN shall change drastically. There will be a change of face and a new name added to Trinity Broadcasting Network. They will not hold on to the old. They will not hold on to the old only, but they will have the old and the new and shall combine them together. No more dullness to the youth of this day. For God says, I'm going to raise up one that shall take the youth by force. But it shall not be called Trinity Broadcasting Network. It shall be called something else.
And then another one shall rise up, says the Spirit of God. This is so powerful. So you're seeing media switch, a media change. And these words are coming to pass. So be encouraged. God spoke of this before this time came.
Yeah,
he says it in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, I believe it is, that he lets us know in advance so we can be calm and relaxed as we're seeing these things take place. And one other thing that was spoken about and prophesied about was how those that are moving in the Elijah anointing were going to be going on, and the ones who are moving in the Elisha anointing, the spiritual sons and daughters, would be launched out. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Do not say it is time for the old to be taken care of. No, I'm going to take care of those that have not listened. And some of them need to lay down their sword so a younger man can pick it up. Elijah is going to be taken up. Elijah's going to go in a whirlwind. He's going to be taken up. But Elisha shall arise. These are young prophets and apostles. These are young entertainers and sportsmen. This is the news media, entertainment industry, political industry, kingdom of sports that I shall take by my hand, and the kingdom shall be in each one of these.
This is so exciting. Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to listen to this prophetic word given about family. God is going to restore family. It's so encouraging. Join us after the break.
TV, but we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this.
You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new material's put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we are going to write to this word. This is Kim Clement giving this prophetic word in Nashville, talking about how God is going to restore your family. Listen, the family's been under such great attack from every angle you can imagine, but God's going to step in. He's going to restore the family. Check it out.
The greatest kingdom to be invaded, says the Lord, is the family of the United States of America shall be restored. Enough of this divorce, enough of this putting away of each other. God says, enough of it! Now I'll raise up the family, and when I raise up the family, God said that there will be health and wealth in this nation. Would you give God a shout of praise as he speaks these words? Now God said, I've sent angels to watch over your children. I've sent angels that will remove brain tumors. I've sent angels that will stop the divorce and that will stop the breakups and bring the children into a healthy economy, says the Lord. Come on.
Says the Lord. Think about a healthy economy, restoration of the family.
God says enough.
Enough. I mean, say that with us. Enough. I mean,
that's
think
right.
About the family.
Yeah.
How devastated the family has become because of all these assaults. And the last 8 years was like everything. I mean, if you
That's
were
right.
a typical family who was married to the opposite sex, who had children, and you were living as a family unit, you almost felt out of place.
Yeah.
Because so many things, just like everything it could do.
Was it anti-family?
It was anti-family. And the family is the core of how, what holds a society together.
That's right.
And I want to encourage you that God's saying he's going to restore the family. Health and wealth is coming to the family. And just lock into that word. He said, if you believe the word of the prophet, you will get the prophet's reward.
Yes.
And so you want that to come to pass. God is, I mean, there is no way to restore America without restoring the family. It's not going to happen in Washington, D.C.
No.
It's going to happen when we God begins to put our families back together. All of a sudden, people are going to like, you know, I want to spend time with my family. I want to be able to have a dinner with my family. I want to come together. Church is going to be about, based on
family
again.
Yes.
Spiritual fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters, you know, under our Father God. And it's just powerful. Families coming back to the church. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you how you're bringing your church together. We thank you for the humility that was shown by the Catholic Church and by Lou Engle and the Protestant Church and all our brothers and sisters, Lord God, in that. We just say, hear our cry for revival, Lord. Forgive us for any division that's been in our hearts against any part of our brothers and sisters, Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. There's only one Lord, one God, one Spirit. And we just acknowledge you and ask you for revival. God, we ask you, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, what's so amazing about abiding It's not that you're just able to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself, but that you're also able to help others hear God's voice. You know, Jesus said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And it just reminds me of, you know, Maria. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
she
my goodness.
Hears from God. You know, she learns to abide, and she hears his voice. And guess what? She follows what God says. And it's just it's so amazing to see that not just for yourself, that how you can hear God's voice, but how you can begin to teach others to hear the voice of the Lord, and how they can spend time with God, and how they can abide, and how they can journal down exactly what God is saying to them, about them, and for them.
She's so beautiful. You know, you can just see her transformation prior to hearing God's voice, you know, years ago, and as she began to hear the Lord's voice, and that's openly today.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Patterson in New Jersey is being blessed. The Bronx, you know, in New York's being blessed. And so many people are being blessed because mm-hmm. she hears God's voice.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's free. Just go to iabide.org. Request your simple plan today at iabide.org.